From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has decided to scrap plans for a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. The move comes after a reassessment of the missile threat posed by Iran. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Bush administration had championed a missile defense system with missiles in Poland and radar in the Czech Republic. But Mr. Obama has decided to change course because new intelligence suggests Iran is not developing the kind of long-range offensive missiles the system was designed to protect against. Instead, Mr. Obama says the U.S. will now focus on developing a less costly, less controversial system to defend against Iran's short and medium-range missiles.
To put it simply, our new missile defense architecture in Europe will provide stronger, smarter, and swifter defenses of American forces and America's allies.
The prospect of an American missile defense in Eastern Europe was also an irritant in U.S. relations with Russia, which the Obama administration is trying to reset. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Israel's defense minister Ehud Barak today told an Israeli newspaper that he does not view Iran as an existential threat to Israel. Barak also said he does not envision a nuclear-free Middle East. Linda Gradstein reports.
In an interview with Israel's largest circulation daily, Yedioth Ahronot, in advance of the Jewish New Year, Barak said he is not among those who see Iran's nuclear program as a threat to the existence of Israel. He said Israel is strong, and he does not see anyone who could pose such a threat. A spokesman for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a nuclear Iran is a grave strategic threat to Israel. Israel is widely believed to have an extensive nuclear arsenal, but has never confirmed or denied that. In the newspaper interview, Barak was asked whether Israel would sign on to a treaty for a nuclear-free Middle East. He answered, quote, "Until the Muslim world from Marrakesh to Bangladesh behaves like Western Europe, there can be no debate on nuclear disarmament." For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Police say an 18-year-old man went on a rampage at his school in Germany today, lobbing gasoline bombs into at least two classrooms and attacking other students with an axe before he was shot in the stomach by police and arrested. Several students were injured, at least one very seriously, and the suspected attacker was reported in critical condition. This was the second attack on a school in Germany this year. In March, a 17-year-old man was shot and killed 12 people at his former school, then fled and killed three more people before shooting and killing himself. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 30 points at 98.21. The NASDAQ Composite is up 4 points at 21.37. The S&P 500 is up 3 points. This is NPR News. There's some news for the 30 million or so Americans who are colorblind. Scientists have used gene therapy to achieve full color vision in two monkeys that were born unable to tell red from green. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Male squirrel monkeys can tell the difference between yellow and blue, but not red and green. Their eyes lack a receptor that would let them distinguish between these colors. So a team from the University of Washington used gene therapy to replace the missing receptor in two monkeys. 5 months later, both monkeys showed the ability to distinguish between red and green. That means the new cells are functioning and that the monkeys' brains are able to interpret the new information. Scientists say this sort of gene therapy could eventually help people who are colorblind or who have other visual problems. John Hamilton, NPR News.
New home construction in August rose to its highest level in 9 months. The Commerce Department says apartment construction helped to boost the figure by 1.5% to an annual rate of 598,000. The Labor Department reports today that new claims for unemployment benefits for last week dropped unexpectedly to 545,000. That's the lowest weekly figure in 2 months as layoffs continue but are reduced in number. However, the number of people still on the benefits rolls after at least 1 week increased. Delivery company FedEx says its first quarter earnings were down by more than half from last year. FedEx warns its profits will be weak throughout the rest of this year. It earned $181 million in the quarter compared to $384 million a year before. FedEx also says it will raise its shipping rates by nearly 6% next year. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.